Parenting, Canoan Constituency Member of Parliament, MP, Brighton Yegon has advised parents to be careful with their parenting tactics to be assured of nurturing a responsible and emotionally stable future generation. He gave this advice while attending the burial of a Form 4 student who committed suicide at her school, Soronga Girls High School in Nyamira, on September 28, 2024. Parents have become too busy for their children. They think that by providing children with food, shelter and clothing, their role is done. They have gotten it all wrong. Children need more than just your basic provisions. They need someone close to talk to them and advise them on life matters and issues, because they are emotional beings who want true love and not just mechanical presence of parents, he observed. Cheptu could not have engaged in this evil thought of committing suicide if parents spent quality time with her to know what was ailing her emotions and tried their best to give her a solution. Her delicate mind was left to loosely wander to suicidal thoughts, which she unfortunately actualized, the legislature said. MP Yegon pointed out that current times, with its myriad of rapid changes, affects every age group, including children. Hence, parents must therefore be proactive in guiding and parenting their children, counseling them on how to make right decisions as they navigate the tough situations in their tender ages. Classmates of the late Mitchell Cheptu from Soronga Girls High School, who attended her burial in her home in Bomet, pensively listening to speeches during the burial ceremony. "We should strive to ensure that our marriage differences and conflicts at home as a couple are solved amicably to protect our children from emotional torture. They are more affected when parents get involved in public altercations, compounded with ugly assaults in front of their children. Their trust and confidence in their parents is withdrawn, and they start seeking for it in all the wrong places, oblivious of its detrimental repercussions," like what Cheptu decided on herself. "Her painful, irreversible act has left all of us with an unimaginable loss," MP Yegon said. Emeru Adikia constituency MP Johanna Ngeno, who was also present, said the family, community and country had lost big because Cheptu was a brilliant girl with a promising future, but everyone's hope was halted by her untimely demise. "It is very painful to lose young lives whose future is promising, but we must do something to stop such deaths. We need to take time to counsel and guide our children, because that is our noble God-given parental responsibility. Teachers can only do their bit as second-level counselors with parents' support." Cheptu's cruel decision to end her life clearly indicates her stressing issues had sunk deeper into depression without anybody's noticing, he mourned. The MP advised students to confide their problems to people they are free with, who shouldn't be necessarily their biological parents. "Someone they feel free and comfortable with at home, school or even church, because a problem shared is half solved." Soronga Girls High School Chief Principal Jane Nyanumba said the unfortunate incident on that Saturday morning shocked the entire school fraternity and community, and healing from its far-reaching effects will take time. She appealed for deliberate, concerted efforts of collaboration between parents, schools, community and churches to guide and counsel our children, at the same time provide safe, trustworthy spaces and environment where they can freely share out what is ailing them, so they can be assisted in good time. The late Mitchell Cheptu, who was to undertake her end of secondary school examination starting this month, jumped from the second floor of the school dormitory early morning on September 28 and was pronounced dead on arrival at Nyamira Referral Hospital. She was buried at her home in Chibanging location, Bomet County.